Hello, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I wish I was better. I mean, work's really slowed down for me. I mean, probably because I haven't been able to pay you guys and not getting many calls. But I got a lot of bids out there, and I got, seems like I'm interacting with the customers all right. It seems like I'm, but I just, everybody seems to be waiting, you know, just in a waiting pattern. It's like, I haven't had a job for over a week, and it's just, well, once I don't get money coming in, I can't pay the bills, you know, and it's just, I'm a startup business for the most part, so it's like,
yeah, that's really
so anyway, and I'm waiting for my loan to, I have my bookkeeper do over a year's worth of taxes. I hadn't did my 21 taxes yet because I've just been trying to busy make the business, right? I wasn't able to afford a bookkeeper, but I had QuickBooks, so I just, but anyway, waiting to hear back from her about getting those taxes done. Once I get those done, I'm going to try to get a loan. That way I can have a little working capital, you know, when I do have a slow time like this. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I can't even afford to eat, basically, right now. I'm just down to nothing. So
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, let me give you some options, because if you do nothing, what happens is the payment continues to reoccur. So on December 27th, it'll become 498 past due, and I don't want that to happen to you, right?
Oh, because I'm getting charged for the time that is.
Exactly.
Well, I thought my ads aren't even running, though, so how come I'm being charged if they're not even running?
In the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal of $249 each month on the 27th. And the only way to prevent that charge is to cancel or notify us within 3 business days of that date. So because there's a past due balance, there's not even a way to cancel it or to put it on hold right now because of the agreement. So
I'm literally being charged for not even getting my ads out there, I mean, advertised?
Well, what happens is once the account reinstates, assuming that it does before the 27th, I can then push the billing out 30 days. So let's say that you are able to do a partial payment, say, on December 20th. I could eliminate that December 27th payment and push the next billing out to January 20th. But while it's in a past due status, we don't have any way to do that, okay? So I want to give you some options. Number one, you're being honest with me and you're telling me, you know, how things are tight right now. So I'll put you into corporate pricing of $229 monthly, but that'll at least save you $20 off the past due balance. $100 of that goes to Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $129 monthly. Okay,
oh.
And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean, say go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lot of people go to that package, Rick, if they hit a tight spot, because you can always call back and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to.
Absolutely. Well, let's do that. And, I mean, I think I was messing around with the Facebook, trying to set it up, you know, and just kind of tinkering with it, you know, adding pictures and a couple of comments here and there. But I don't even think it's activated either, right, because since I haven't paid the bill. But since I'm on that package, you're saying I'm getting charged for it, you're saying?
Well, the Facebook ad the Facebook page will still stay active. It's just that if you don't pay for the ads, then the ads stop, but you'll still have your Facebook account. So, but in your timeline, I want to let you know that you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you tons of work. And here's why.
That'd be
first
awesome.
Page placement takes 30 to 45 days. Your account went into the suspension at the 30-day mark. So you were right at that cutoff where things were going to start exploding for you.
God, yeah.
And then everything kind of halted because the technicians don't do any active programming while an account's in a past due status.
Right.
So, you know, what I'll do, like I said, either way, once we get the payment up to speed, even if you do the 129, is I'm still going to push the next billing out 30 days for you. That way you don't feel like you're missing any time. But I would say it's going to be within the next 2 weeks once you get it reactivated for things to really start coming to full fruition. Because if, you know, it takes up to 6 weeks and yours kind of halted at the 4 week mark, you're about 2 weeks away from it coming to do really good things for your business.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, I do have a bunch of bids out and I've actually had a few people say, you know, can I be put on the schedule? And I think people get scared when I tell them I try not to come across too so desperate, but you know, it's like, they like to hear the fact that, oh, yeah, I'm booked out, you know, you're going to be in a little while. But when I tell them I'm ready right away, you know, it's like I never hear back from them. So I don't know. It might be, and I'm just assuming, it might be just that the time of year it is and everybody's just, and it's slow. Everything seems to be, like I said, it's not going according to the speed that I want. You know, I'm trying to picture, you know, or project the idea of, you know, when these jobs are going to come. It's like when somebody says they want to have us do the job, I'm expecting within the next day or so they're going to call me, you know, and they don't call. So I'm just like, what the heck, you know? Like right now, I'm home sitting by the phone waiting for one of these jobs to come in, you know? It's like, I mean, I got a handful of them just, and it's like I've crunched the numbers. It's not like I'm way overbidding or anything. It seems like it's really reasonable. I mean, I don't know why. I'm up against a big company. I'm just a small company, you know, it's just, and I don't, you know, they have fancy suits and everything and truck logos, and I just got my little one truck, and, you know, I don't have a lot of marketing stuff, you know, as far as hats and suits and uniforms and all that. And I've even had a couple of customers tell me, you know, oh, you know, they got all kinds of crews and machinery equipment and stuff, and it's like, I guess I'm not professional enough or something, visibly. But anyway, it's just
well, for
hard.
Me, I feel that sometimes those guys with the matching uniforms and the big trucks and big companies, you're, as a consumer, somehow paying for all of that because sometimes they have to, you know, charge higher rates than a smaller, honest guy like you, you know? And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how things work in insulation, but I've had clients do incentives that work in other aspects of service-oriented businesses where they would say, like, something special, like, hey, if you hire me before Christmas, I have a promotion where I'm giving away a free Starbucks card or something. You're not allowed to give out, like, monetary compensation, but you're definitely allowed to incentivize and give gifts or take a percentage off, like, hey, anything booked between now and December 20th is going to get a, you know, 10% new business discount or something. Maybe that way, if people are dragging their feet, they'll start, you know, booking with you sooner, you know? And for you, they don't know what your end price is anyway. So, you know, you can still probably make a decent ROI on it, you know, even if you have to discount it a little bit, you know? But I want to give you a last case scenario. I definitely wouldn't recommend this unless it was a last case scenario. But have you seen the website that we built you?
I'm not sure. Is it the one that's humbleinsulation.net?
Yep, humbleinsulation.net, exactly.
I haven't. I don't think I've actually looked at it. I mean, why?
I'll
what about it?
To you right now. I'm going to text it to you so you can see it. There's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once that goes through, that comes down. But the site's still fully active. People can still call you on it. They can still find you on it. And if things get really rough and you can't even scrape together the 129, what we could do is cancel the program and just keep the website, and you'd pay $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So the reason I don't recommend that, unless it's a last resort, is that a site in and of itself won't bring you business. So the value
right, it's
got to
be posted
do,
somewhere, right? I mean, they don't really
right,
see the name of the site.
Exactly. But I have had people that have just the site that have gotten business from it where they use it for added credibility. So, for example,
yeah.
I had a guy call me a couple months ago, and he said, you know, Tina, can you help me open up the lead that's coming through my site? He couldn't open it. So I said, sure. And it was a potential client saying, I want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you came and offered me last week. And he said, you know, that is the strangest thing because that lead, I guess he was working with a company called Angie Leads or Home Advisor at the time.
Right.
And he said, that didn't come to me from Google. It came to me from this lead service. And I told him, well, guess what they did after you went out and you bid on that job? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had, right, a credible website and nice things being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So, you know, as a last resort, if, you know, maybe by next week, Monday or Tuesday, you realize, like, hey, there's no way I can do the $129, but I can at least scrape the $29 together, that might be something that you can do in the meantime. When you're ready to reinstate everything else, you can.
That makes me want to ask you a question. I had a customer that said they wanted to give me a nice review. Where should they send it? And I wasn't sure. I mean, because I got four really nice ones from Home Advisor or Angie's List, you know, because that's when I first started. I used them for a little bit. They're awful expensive, you know. But anyway, but I figured, well, I think Facebook, I wanted to say Google Ads, but I wasn't sure.
Not Google Ads, it's your Google business page. That's the best place where you can get your
Okay, so that's what I should do.
So I'm going to send you an email that has a link to your Google business page in it. And we sent this to you in the past, and I don't know if it's going to Sandra rather than you, but do you have access? Well, actually, it's WilliamsRicky071@gmail.com. Okay, so I just sent this to you again, Rick. When you have a chance, open it up and look at the bottom portion of the email. That's where that link is, where people can leave you a solid review on Google. So you can
tell them. Tell them what should I tell them as far as where to send the review? Then
tell them to look up Humboldt Insulation on Google, and they can write the review themselves.
Okay.
Or you can take that link that I just sent you, and you can send it to them in an email or in a text message.
Okay. And what about telling them to go to the website, the humbleinstallation.net, with that? Or I think I mentioned Facebook, too, you know, because that has...
Well, humbleinstallation.net, there's a little button at the top that says click here to leave us a review on Google. So that's another way they can do it. They can just go to your website. You can tell them, hey, there's a link to leave a review at the top of my site. And our websites are already integrated with the Google business page. So every time you get a 5-star rating on Google, it's automatically going to populate over to your site.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell them to go to the Google ad or something. Say it again. Where should I tell them to go?
Tell them to go to your website. And then at the top, there's a link that says, click here to leave us a review.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, so I'm hoping, like I said, I know you said it's going to be 2 weeks now, even if I do make the payment, but I literally don't have that, even any a penny in my I'm actually negative in my checking account right now, my personal and business account, which is disheartening. But anyway, I don't have any stuff. I mean, I don't have any checks going through, but I got automatic payments here and there, but I don't even know if they're letting that go through. But that's why I'm negative, because they let some of that stuff go, you know, through. And anyway, But I'll be able to, I'll get you a payment out soon, and we can get this thing rolling, and hopefully,
you're gonna really, really be impressed when everything comes to full fruition. It just takes a little bit more time. And the good news for you, is any payments that you make towards marketing prior to year end, come January, you can write it off as a business expense anyway. So, you know, even if it's tight and you get a job and it's hard for you to even do the 129, come January, you write it off. And so this is a good time of year where, you know, you're kind of paying for marketing, but you're not really paying because you can get it back as a deduction, you know?
Right on. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Right, okay, so I'm happy we talked a little bit. Yeah, and if you have any questions, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up again next week, okay?
Yeah, please do, because I'm excited about, because like I said, I've been on the Facebook, and I know you guys have been wanting to talk to me, or, you know, about the whole thing, and I just, and I'd like to do that, you know, to kind of like, because you guys are pretty much the ones that could help me set it up to where to be more effective, you know, because I don't really know. I mean, I added some, a nice reel. I added a reel of a picture, so my worker took of our work, you know, and he does a real nice job. So I said, take a picture, you know, of each job. And I put it on a reel. There's like 10 pictures on a, and I've already had like 194 views of it. And it's only been on there for like 4 or 5 days. So I know that.
Look at you, Mr. High Tech, making a reel on your Facebook.
That's just my pictures,
That's awesome. I just actually pulled it up. That's cool.
You
I
see
love
that there?
It.
Yeah.
I can see it. Good. Yeah, so even if you pause the ads, all of this still stays active. You can still go on and make new reels and still add things to it and still get your views and all that. So yeah, that's really good.
I'd like to get, I mean, can people, I mean, they can't comment on my, they can't like contact me through that yet, huh? Or make comments because I'm not paying the bill. Is that true? Or,
no, well, I'm trying to look here because there's a place
phone number's on there
to leave a comment
there.
Above there where it says licensed contractor, 17 years experience, but there's
not
really
a place on
that reel.
Yeah, I just wrote that on there. Yeah.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah, there's a place on the reel where they can leave a comment.
Do a thumbs up or a comment.
Click on, yeah, they can still leave it. So, yeah, so you'll still be able to get comments, and like you say, you can track the views and all that. Even if you pause those ads just temporarily, just to make things more affordable.
But right now, since I haven't made the payment, they really can't. They can see it, but they can't really contact me. Is that true? Or,
no, they can still contact you. Your information is still up there. So everything stays active when an account's in suspension. It's just that the technicians don't do any active programming on the account. But your account definitely is still active, and everybody can still contact you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll take a look at that website you guys set up for me. I'm excited about that. And, let's talk next week. I should be, hopefully I'll have a couple of jobs under my belt by next week. So.
Yeah, I know you'll make it happen. You sound like you're a very ambitious person. So.
Thank you.
I'm putting a note out here, to push the billing out 30 days for you too once we get this. So just so I don't forget. Okay. Right. So we have a good game plan, Rick. It was nice talking to you. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Tina. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.